Yo, Big Bank, what up, kid?
Turn up. What up? What up, big bro? DJ, how y'all doing, Bank, man? Already. How y'all doing, man?
We're doing it hard.
All right, cool, man. Yeah, man, it's Columbus, Ohio, man.
The capital of Ohio, baby.
Yeah, we got to represent for these Buckeyes out here and for the capital city. You feel me?
Guaranteed.
Yes, sir.
I've been talking about this show for the last week, and when it came on last week, I told y'all you got to get into it. If you haven't, today's a perfect day because I got my family that done called in to check in to the show about gang-related. I got my main man, Ramon Rodriguez, and the big homie, the RZA Wu-Tang in the building.
Yeah. You know how we go, son.
I got to ask you, Ramon, being the bad guy and the good guy in the series, because, you know, I got to admit, I was surprised, man, when dude shot your partner, and then you didn't shoot him because that was one of your homies from back in the day. How, you feel me?
That's right. That was a tough one, man. That's a tough situation, you know that?
So,
I was raised with that dude like my brother, so I couldn't, you know, Ryan's in a tough situation, and that's kind of the whole show is riding that line of, you know, what's this dude going to do or the decisions he's going to make, and they get tougher as the season goes on. The writers did a great job, and they made a purpose to make my life hell throughout the whole season. That continues to happen.
So you know, I know your whole mental state being this character, man, Ryan, I know it's kind of crazy. So what kind of things did you do before, you know, y'all filmed and everything?
It was honestly, man, shooting this series was it did wear on me, and you know, I think RZA will attest that the schedule's crazy. But you know, it was an emotional and psychological, I mean, it was a crazy thing having to constantly be lying and deflecting. And so to answer your question in terms of what we did beginning, I spent some time with the LAPD out here and did some ride-alongs and stuff like that. And then I got in contact and spoke to a bunch of gang members out here and got to talk to them about what that life's like out here growing up with it. And so it was very informative, man. And then by the time we started shooting, that's it. I mean, the train was moving, and I was very well in Ryan's headspace.
Now, RZA, you know, we know you from you know, shaping hip-hop to what it is today, being one of the pioneers in the game. But I got a little bit of you on American Gangster, man. I got that. I knew you was going to end up just tearing up the game on this acting thing, man. So
thank you.
They depend on you in this series, man, with your expertise and your knowledge. How are you going to change the game in this series?
Well, I think, you know, I play a character called Cassius Green, who's a very smart guy. You know, he's smart with narcotics. He's also street smart. And I think what I bring to the table is that kind of personality. You know, I realize that sometimes, you know, we can grow up in the streets and have a hard life, but that energy can be used for something positive. And I think Cassius Green is a guy who decided to not join the gangs and to not be a part of the problem, but to maybe be a part of the solution by joining law enforcement. But as the show says, it has a tagline that every hero has a dark side. So even though I think Cassius, you know, his character, you know, the character wants to and believes in good, he's in a situation here. He's in a situation to where he's going to, you know, Lopez is his partner, and this guy has a shady history, and things are going to unfold. And as the season go on, I think the audience is really going to be on the edge of their seat watching Ryan Lopez, you know, hide himself, as well as watching the other cast members, whether it's Imbar or Sun Kang, you know, who plays the FBI or an ICE agent, and they're trying to, you know, to find this enemy that's there. So this is going to be one of those seasons, man, you know, that's a saga. You know, when I started Wu-Tang, you know, we always say the Wu-Tang saga.
Right,
continues.
Right.
Well, now the gang-related saga continues. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, I hear you, man. This is one of them series, man, where I can see going on for the next 4 or 5 years, man, because, I mean, as soon as it came on, boom, action.
Yeah, we had the action. That's exactly, you know, we had Chris Morgan, who wrote the Fast and Furious films, write it. And so you already know right there, you know, he's really attracted to high adrenaline type material. And so he put that out there, and so the show starts off that way. It continues throughout the season. So, you know, look, instead of going to go watch some summer blockbuster movie, why not just watch it from home? Because you're going to get the same action, the same type of action. It looks cinematic, but you get to watch it next to your girl for free.
Absolutely.
Exactly, on your couch.
Absolutely, exactly. Turn up. All right, so it actually comes on again tonight, 9 o'clock on Fox. And I know I'm not supposed to ask this, but I'm going to ask anyway. Y'all cuss me out later. Can I just get a little hint on what's going to go down tonight with the homie Ryan and the homie Cassius?
Just
give me a little hint.
Let me say this. Well, now, for those who, you know, who are too busy tonight, put your DVRs and set it, because I want you to really follow the show.
Turn up.
I think tonight's episode is this. I'm not going to give no spoilers, but I'm just going to say, I think, you know, Cassius and Ryan both are in a tight situation on tonight's episode, and that's because the crime rate is going to increase. We had a big body count last week. You know that?
Yes.
But it's going to be a bigger body count this week, all right?
Wow.
And I think, Lopez coming from a Latin community, Cassius coming from a black community, and these two gangs are at war in the streets, and it's really no way to win. I think this is going to be a very touchy episode tonight, so that's why I like you to tune in, because you're going to see that this thing's happening. It happens in reality, you know, especially in California. There's always been a problem with the gangs like that. And so this is going to be a very touchy episode tonight. So tune in and follow that.
I'm going to jump in on one thing. I'm going to follow up on one thing. Tonight's episode, if you saw last week's episode, and if you remember how it ended, tonight in the first 10 minutes, you're going to bug out. Everyone who's watching it, there's a twist right at the top in the first 10 minutes. First of all, you know what, lady? And I'm going to give a shout out to the ladies and let them know. In the first 10 minutes of the show, I will have my shirt off.
RZA, he tripping.
That's it. We all in. We're in tonight. 9 p.m. Fox. We're tuning in.
So that's number one. Number two, there's an amazing plot twist that goes off of very much of what happened, of what we came off of in the last episode. You don't want to miss that. That's in the first 10 minutes, so you don't want to miss that. I'm going to leave it at that.
There it is, man. Tonight on Fox. I mean, I've been getting down with these guys for a minute. The homie Ramon and RZA, you know, it's gang-related tonight. You got to make sure, like RZA say, put that DVR on if you got to work tonight, because it's going to be
That's
official.
Right.
And you better believe I'm be sitting there with my little Cheetos, my watermelon drink, and I'm going. You feel me? And we going in with gang-related tonight, 9 o'clock on Fox, man. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all. I know y'all busy dudes, man, but y'all took time to reach back, holler at the people in Columbus, Ohio, man. We just appreciate y'all, man.
All right, respect to Columbus. Love you guys out there. They say Ohio, the heart of it all, man. So keep it up for us.
And real quick, man. Y'all got Twitters, and you know people want to keep up with y'all. Can they get y'all on Twitter?
Yep. Yeah, you can get at. Yeah, I'm new. I'm a rookie in this world. But mine is @RodriguezRamon.
And mine is @RZA on Twitter. But you also could get us @GangRelatedFox.
@GangRelatedFox. Exactly.